Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. Stephan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The truce brokered by the United States and Russia took effect at midnight Damascus time. It does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era, with reformist and moderate conservatives creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Final results of Friday's voting may provide the first clue as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will receive what they hoped for, a more open and moderate Iran. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosions in the Somali capital Mogadishu Friday, happened at the gate of a popular park and a nearby hotel, leaving at least 12 people dead. Officials saying the dead included security forces and civilians. Militants have links to the Al-Qaeda, carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency and the UN Children's Fund are setting up 20 centers to support and protect children and families who are fleeing war and persecution as they move across Europe's migration routes. Lisa Schlein has details.
The so-called Blue Dot Hubs are intended to be a safe place for children and families facing many risks once they arrive in Greece and move along the Balkan migratory route, which includes the former Republic of Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia. A huge blue dot identifies the locations as places where children can play and they and their families can receive vital services, protection, and counseling in a single location. Volker Türk, the UNHCR Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, says families on the move are very vulnerable, especially children. He says many are unaccompanied and others become separated from their families. He says children are at risk of sickness, trauma, sexual exploitation, trafficking, and violence. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The newly elected FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, has promised to restore the shattered image of the International Federation of Football Association through reforms, he says, intended to make FIFA more transparent, professional, and accountable. He will now face multiple FIFA controversies, including criminal investigations of dozens of officials for corruption. U.S. economy beat expectations in the final quarter of 2015, growing at a faster pace than economists had expected, but not by too much. Miller Sega has our report.
U.S. domestic output slowed in the last 3 months of 2015, hurt in part by weaker growth overseas, plunging oil prices, and a strong dollar, according to PNC Financial Services' Gus Fauché on Skype.
Trade was a larger drag because of the stronger dollar and weak global growth, so exports from the U.S. were more expensive. That made overseas economies a little less willing to buy them. Consumer spending growth increased, but at a slower pace in the fourth quarter.
Many analysts expect growth will speed up later this year as consumers benefit from an improving job market and lower gasoline costs. All told, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4% in 2015. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Obese and overweight young adults have worse memories than those who were thin. That, according to a new study by the University of Cambridge, researchers saying that while the study was small, other studies have shown that higher body weight affects both brain and structure and ability to perform in cognitive testing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, we'll celebrate great jazz artists from all over the world and different generations who garnered Grammy awards and nominations in the 58th edition of the awards. Yes, for the 58th time, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences has handed out Grammy Awards in every musical genre you can imagine, from the most popular of pop styles to the more obscure styles, classical music, folk music, world music, everything you can imagine was recognized and celebrated at the 58th Grammy Awards, which happened on Monday night, the 15th of February. Let's get right to the awards, and let's begin with one of the artists who didn't win the Grammy statuette, but instead won quite a victory for his life and for those that see the future of jazz in the young generation, and I mean the young generation. Young Mr. Joey Alexander represents the youngest of the young in the world of jazz. He is a young pianist born in Denpasar, Bali in Indonesia, who started playing when his age was in single digits. In his home, he heard the jazz standards. And though he did not win a Grammy Award at the 58th Grammy Award celebration, he was invited to come and perform in the television broadcast. He did so masterfully. He also performed at the Newport Jazz Festival and other jazz festivals, and everywhere he went, he was a sensation. Now, Joey Alexander does not play his own original compositions. He plays the compositions of greats of jazz past, but he plays with such ability that he has astounded those who've heard him, including some of the most famous jazz musicians around, many of whom worked with him on his debut album, My Favorite Things, which garnered two nominations for the Grammys this year for Best Improvised Jazz Solo and for Best Jazz Instrumental Album. Here is a taste of Joey Alexander's work from My Favorite Things as he gives us his version of Thelonious Monk's classic, I Mean You, to begin this celebratory edition of Jazz America. Thank you.
hope you listened closely to the bass player in the song you just heard, the Ray Noble classic Cherokee, improvisational bass playing by the great Christian McBride and his trio live at the Village Vanguard, the Grammy award-winning work, and that solo by the great Christian McBride won out in the Best Improvised Jazz Solo category for this year's Grammy Awards over Joey Alexander, as well as other greats like Donnie McCaslin, the great saxophonist, Joshua Redman, another great saxophonist, and guitarist John Scofield. Christian McBride wins another Grammy Award. Well, let's turn now to one of the great vocalists in jazz, and what an incredible category was, and always is, Best Jazz Vocal Album category. This year, Karin Allison, Denise Donatelli, Lorraine Feather, Jameson Ross, and the winner, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, who, with her second album, For One to Love, won the Grammy Award. I had a chance to speak with her backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival not long ago and had this conversation. We'll follow that with some of her Grammy Award-winning work here on VOA's Jazz America. I have just caught Cecile McLaurin-Salvant coming off the stage after a beautiful set. You look none worse for the wear. You look like it didn't even take any effort. You were effortless and just beautiful up there. Give me some thoughts about playing Newport.
It's great fun. Of course, Newport is such an iconic festival, and I'm just glad that they had us back. We had such a great time last year, and to be back so soon is a privilege. I feel happy, very happy.
You know, you just got your new record. Just beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt stuff. How do you feel about all this work that's been coming out and the overnight sensation, which I'm sure took a few years to put together? You really are a sensation. You got to know that's true.
Thank you. I don't necessarily know that that's true, but thank you for saying it. I feel really lucky and happy. And
you are so locked into the relationship between men and women, or those that are having a romantic situation going on. I really love the song What's the Matter Now from this new record, because it just seems to really touch the tradition, you know, the old New Orleans feel. And then you did a Fats Waller song here, so you've got one foot in the past and one foot stepping off in the future. You're giving everyone your own personal soul. Is that kind of a pretty good picture of what you got going on, you think?
Well, that's what I try to do, so thank you. Thanks very much.
Well, I'm going to let you go and do your thing. I know you've got lots of folks who want to see you, and it's only true if somebody else says it from as an observer, outside observer. You are a sensation. You've touched something. People have heard something, sensed your spirit. It's happening. So I'm just going to suggest you just enjoy it, because it is true.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. I appreciate it.
And from the Best Jazz Vocal Album category, the winning entry, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, from the album For One to Love, and the song we mentioned in our conversation at Newport, What's the Matter Now, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Tell me why.
proving that jazz is part of almost every style of music you can imagine and comes from everywhere. That is the Grammy-nominated work in the Best Dance Recording category from the group known as Flying Lotus, featuring, as guest artist, one of the major pop stars in the world today, Kendrick Lamar, from the album You're Dead, the song with the odd title Turkey Dog Coma, here on VOA's Jazz America. More Grammy award-winning music coming up and more conversation with some of those Grammy award winners. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And before we get into the world music side of things for this year's Grammy Awards, I'll give you this message I received, which reads as follows. Hi, from Marrakesh. I'm a singer and music composer, and I'd be very happy to send you my new song. We are all friends. Greetings to you. Regards, Abrayan Atlas. Thanks. And send me an email if you've received this. Well, I certainly wrote Abrayan Atlas back and said I would be happy to hear his music and maybe play it on Jazz America if it's jazzy enough and good enough. So thank you so much for your message. And now, as I said, to the world music side of the Grammy Awards this year. Winner of the Best World Music Album is a great singer and composer who's also a great jazz singer. From Benin, West Africa, Angelique Kidjo, who won this award for her work on the album titled Sings with Luxembourg's Orchestra Philharmonique du Luxembourg. Here is a song from that album, which, by the way, when Angelique Kidjo won the award at the Grammys, she dedicated it to all of the young musicians from her part of the world, West Africa, hoping that they'll carry on the tradition which she has set at a very high standard. Congratulations to her, and let's enjoy some of her award-winning music from the album Sings, Angelique Kidjo, and the song Kelele.
Shake odo mi aburo mi mo jare lo kachin shee odo mi iwani omo la omo baba iwani omo la omo baba iwani omo la omo baba laro ni mo lo shee o
multi-Grammy Award winner. I think he has about 20 at this point in his glorious career, Chick Corea. And award winner this year on the banjo, Mr. Bela Fleck. He won in a roots music category, and in their collaboration too, they did the song you just heard written by Chick Corea, which is a play on the letters that create the words piano and banjo. They call it Jobin Dina Nopia. Hope you enjoyed that work from those two great award winners, and now let's get some thoughts from Maria Schneider, multi-Grammy Award winner. She now has 5 and garnered 3 nominations this year, including 2 wins of Grammys for her work in arranging the music from her album The Thompson Fields, and also for her work with the late, great David Bowie. We'll hear some of The Thompson Fields after we return to the year 2010. That's when Maria Schneider took the stage to accept 2 awards for her arranging work from the Jazz Journalists Association, of which I am a member.
I'm going to read all the nominees, and then I'll announce the winners. Arranger of the Year, the nominees are Darcy James Argue, Carla Bley, John Hollenbeck, Bill Holman, and Maria Schneider. Round of applause, nominees. And Composer of the Year, Darcy James Argue, John Hollenbeck, VJ Iyer, Steve Lehman, Maria Schneider, and Henry Threadgill. And I'd like to ask to come up to accept both of these awards, Maria Schneider.
Hearing everybody talk, you know, they say it takes a village, and I was thinking about all the people that make all of this possible for all of us, our families, our teachers. My first teacher was a tremendous influence on me starting when I was 5 years old. Our mentors, all our colleagues in school or in, you know, in our experience coming up, our musician professional colleagues, and all the people who write about the music, the people who photograph us and make us look better than we actually really look. Now the bloggers, the record labels, and now with other ways of doing things for me with Artist Share, the fans that make the making of the music possible. So I want to thank all of those people who are all of you. So thank you.
And from the Grammy Award-winning album The Thompson Fields, and featuring on saxophone another nominee this year for his work as an improviser, Donnie McCaslin on the saxophone, here is Arbiters of Evolution. Maria Schneider from The Thompson Fields on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Bill Frisell, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Guitarist Bill Frisell garners a Grammy nomination for Guitar in the Space Age from that Bryant's Boogie. More of the 58th Grammy Awards celebration coming up next hour.